We are returning to the open session of the PNB meeting, November 1st, 2018, and it is 11:29 p.m. Bill, could you please take the roll for who's back here with us, just to make sure we have a record of who's here.
Right. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander?
This is really going to be a disaster.
Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanaves?
I'm present.
Adriana's here. Chris Corey?
Here.
Was that a beer?
Here.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Chris is here. Bill Crozier is here. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Joseph's here. Catherine Davis? Oh, she's excused. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Benito's here. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. William Neuwagen? Oh, Jan.
Present.
Jen's here and William's here. Sabrina Jacobs? Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark?
I'm here.
Okay, Sabrina's here. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Here.
Okay, Dwayne's here. Ken is here. I'll wait a little longer each time. Tony Leon is excused. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Fia. Remember, everybody comes up in alphabetical order by last name. Alex Randall? Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah?
Hazar.
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis?
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Tom is here. Muscula Washington?
Here.
Muscula is here. Maxie Jackson?
Present.
Maxie's here. John Tatum?
I'm here.
Okay, parliamentarian is here. Going back, Jonathan Alexander, we couldn't hear you. Still can't hear you. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall? And we can't hear Alex Randall. Let me count. We have 17 directors present, so we have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so when we left, we were in the middle of agenda approval, and we had one amendment approved, I believe, to the agenda.
For the stack.
I wanted
to make another amendment, but I wanted to get on the stack.
So, in the interest of saving some time and getting to some important stuff, I'm asking for a motion to hear from our ED first before we complete the agenda approval.
So, Madam Chair, Benito, I think it's a point of order. I'm not sure.
What's your point of order? What rule is being broken?
We're trying to conduct an open meeting without the technical ability to conduct that. So I don't see how this can be considered. I'm not trying to stop the motion. Let me be clear. I mean the meeting. But what I'm saying is we better be clear as to what kind of meeting we're trying to have, because I don't see how we could possibly have an open meeting if there is no means for the public to hear it. So maybe we need to do something else.
Okay. Benito, point well taken. And I would say that we already, if people don't understand, let me be clear, this is an open meeting. It's being recorded by Loop Up, and the public will be able to hear it in the archive. And so if anyone had the understanding that this was still a closed meeting, it is not a closed meeting. It's an open meeting, and the public will be able to hear what we're saying in the recording. And our streamer tried to stream us, but he couldn't put us on the stream for technical reasons. We're having a variety of technical problems tonight, probably because of the campaign calls going on this week. And so we are attempting to do our best to let the public hear this, but we're waiting for another person to try to put us on the stream. But we, but this meeting is being recorded, and it will be available to the public probably tomorrow. So that's what we're, that's where we are. It's an open session, so please make your comments accordingly.
Madam Chair,
I already moved the motion to hear from the executive director before continuing this, because we are
point of order.
What's your point of order, Carol?
I think we should get a secretary approved too.
Okay.
But maybe after we agree to this, we could get the secretary and then do it.
Okay, so you would like to amend this motion to... Wait, did I hear a second to the motion?
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. Carol, you would like to amend this motion to... say that then we immediately go to getting a pro tem secretary before we go to agenda approval? Carol?
Before we go to Maxie Jackson's presentation and then agenda approval.
Okay. All right. Is there a second to this amendment?
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. All right. There's okay. So Carol has an amendment to elect the pro tem secretary before we go to Maxie. And we had a second. And I asked if there's any objection.
Motion.
And I asked if there's objection. What? Adriana, what? Okay, I don't hear her name.
Was an amendment to my motion to allow the executive director go up at first item in the agenda.
I can't. You're breaking up. Okay, this is what happened. Okay, the motion was to hear the executive director before we go to agenda approval. Adriana moved it, and someone else seconded it, and then Carol asked for an amendment to that to elect the pro tem secretary first before we go to Maxie. So, and we had a second to that, and I'm asking, are there any objections? Okay. There are no objections.
Madam Chair.
Do you have an objection?
No, Madam Chair. I have from one of the members telling me that we are not on the stream.
Yeah, we're not on the
stream. All right. Well, thank you. We'll have to they'll have to hear the recording then. I guess we're not on the stream, and people will hear the recording later. Thank you. Okay, also, before we go to anything else, though, I want to read the report out from the closed session.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Nancy, Bill, the no objections, does that apply both to the amendment and to the original motion?
Madam Chair, the initial request for information.
Okay, one second. What was your question again, Bill?
You asked for objections. Was that to Carol's amendment and also...
Right.
It was amending Adriana's motion.
Right. Adriana's motion was amended by Carol to ask for election of the pro tem secretary before we go to Maxie.
Right. So I assume there's no objection to the amended motion either.
Wait a minute. Wait, Benito. Bill is speaking, please. We can't hear two people at the same time. Go ahead. Bill, what were you saying?
Well, just for the minute, so I assume there's no objection to the amended motion then either. Is that correct?
I didn't hear any objection.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, request for information before we proceed.
Anita, what's your request for information?
Yeah, I'm still unclear about what happened. Maybe Mr. Tatum can explain again, but I want to know whether I should object or not to the amendment. And I'm still unclear as to what to do in this situation before, you know, I need to say whether I want to object or not.
Well, you can object.
What happens if I just don't
feel you can object. You can object at this point, and then we will go to a vote. If you object, you're saying that we need to go to a vote.
Okay. So if I want to be able to say something, then does that mean that I should not object and instead you will provide time for people to speak to the amendment?
No. What I understand from what Mr. Tatum said earlier is that if you would like to say something in debate, that you have to say it when I ask for a second.
Madam Chair, let me clear up something.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
I just sent you an email that explains this whole process, and with your approval, I would like to send it to the rest of the board. But very quickly, if someone objects, they should say, I object and I would like to debate. Because otherwise, you won't know that they want to debate unless they say so. You may assume that they're objecting because they want a roll call vote. Or you may assume that they are objecting because they're being dilatory. But unless they say, I object and I desire to debate, then that's when, Madam Chair, you could allow debate. They have to say that, though.
Okay, thank you. So, Madam Chair, may I?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I object.
I said, go ahead, Benito.
Oh, okay. So, Madam Chair, I object and I want the debate.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Okay, in the interest of time, I don't think that it's 11:45. I don't think that it makes too much sense or difference whether or not we approve Crozier as the pro tem secretary for tonight. The fact of the matter is that he, I assume he's been taking notes because he's been acting as chair, I mean as secretary all night. So why don't we dispense with that and move on to the ED's report, which is what we all want to hear.
Okay, are you done?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
William was an announcement.
That's a good question, thank you. The reason that I requested that we have a pro tem fair election is so that we can authorize Bill to record the minutes and that he agrees to do that and do all the business that a secretary does. That's why I requested that. I mean, we conducted a lot of business during the closed session, and that should be recorded. So that's why I requested that.
There will be other business
before we finish that I would like the secretary to be authorized to record. That's why I requested it.
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I'd like to announce that we have at least one listener who has texted that we are now streaming about 5 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other comments, or can we go? I'd like to go to a vote, but there's no other. Or do you maintain your objection, Benito?
I'm sorry.
One second. I'm hoping that we can elect this pro tem secretary without objection, so that we can continue very quickly to Maxie.
Request for information.
Yes, Bill.
Bill.
What's your request?
So you're asking about, the amendment, is that correct? Just want to make sure I get this for the minutes. The amendment,
yeah.
In other words,
the
to elect a pro tem secretary first.
We're debating whether to elect a pro tem secretary first before going to Maxie.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do you still have an objection, Benito?
Yes.
Okay, Bill, take the vote, please.
Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Pass. Jonathan Alexander, are you here? Can't hear you. Adriana Casanave?
Hi, how are you?
Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier abstains. Joseph Davis?
Pass.
Joseph passes. Catherine Davis, excused. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony Leon? Is absent. Afia Wangaza? I think she's not on. Alex Randall's not on, I don't believe. I haven't heard him in a while. Mansoor Zabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. Going back, Gary Sarin?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? He didn't answer the roll. I don't believe he's on. Adriana Casanave?
Abstain.
Adriana abstains. Joseph Davis? Didn't hear you.
I abstain.
Joseph abstains. Jan Goodman? Still can't hear you, Jan. Dwayne Lark? Still can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Afia Wangaza? She didn't answer the roll either. Okay, let me count. Seven yes. One no. Six abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Chair abstains. So it's seven yes, one no, seven abstentions.
Okay, so this amendment
Dwayne abstain. Dwayne abstain.
So now there's the main motion, Nancy.
I'll add. Shall I add Dwayne?
So this motion. I already called the vote. Sorry, Dwayne. This amendment passed, and now we're to the. This is now the main motion as amended is that we're going to hear from Maxie Jackson, and then we're going to elect pro tem secretary. I'm sorry, we're going to elect pro tem secretary, and then we're going to hear from Maxie Jackson. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, I'll take nominations from the floor for pro tem secretary for tonight.
Carol Travis. I'm nominating Bill Crozier.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Mansoor seconds that.
Are there any objections?
Nominations don't need to be seconded, Madam Chair.
Oh, I thought I heard a second.
He does not object.
You don't need a second for a nomination.
Oh, you don't need a second. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Yeah, for a nomination. No.
Okay.
No, nomination.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations?
Benito.
Benito, who do you nominate?
William Heerwagen.
All right. William, do you accept?
No, I decline.
Thank you. Okay. Any other nominations?
I nominate Benito.
I decline.
Okay. Any other thank you. Any other nominations?
I would like to nominate Steinberg.
All right.
This is dilatory.
All right.
That's exactly what I think about this whole process.
It's open. Why is it dilatory if it's open nominations? It's so silly.
Okay.
One person can have more than one nomination.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So assuming that these people are serious, Alex, do you accept the nomination?
I decline.
Thank you. All right. So we have one nomination that has accepted the nomination. Are there any objections to Bill Crozier being secretary for tonight, pro tem secretary for tonight?
Yeah, this is Joseph. I object.
All right. Bill, would you be willing to take the vote again?
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Adriana Gassanave?
No.
No. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier abstains. Joseph Davis?
I vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis is excused. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Where are the minutes? No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon is absent. Afia Wanagaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randalls, is he on the call? I don't think so. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Nancy Sorden? Oh, excuse me. Let's go get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
I'm not voting.
Okay. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, Jonathan? Didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you. Afia Mongaza? Can't hear you. Alex Randall? And here you. Let me count. We have 7 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions, 1 not voting.
Abstain, chair abstains.
Okay, so it's 7 yes, 4 no, 4 abstentions, 1 not voting.
Okay, so this motion passes. And so thank you, Bill, for one second. Let me finish. So Bill is going to be our pro tem secretary for tonight. Thank you, Bill. And after this, we will, after I hear from Dwayne, Dwayne's question, we'll go to Maxie. And I would also like, I request a motion to extend for 30 minutes, the original time for Maxie. Okay, Dwayne, what's your question?
Madam Chair, is it not correct that in the last 2 or more meetings that we've had a pro tem chair, a pro tem secretary, such as Mr. Crozier, we have no published minutes?
We have some published minutes that we were going to approve tonight. If we get to agenda approval, approving the minutes. He sent them. What time did you send those, Bill?
I'll look it up.
So 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, those minutes are included.
The minutes.
We've heard 3 minutes.
The minutes, the last minutes that Janet took, and the minutes from the continuation meeting, which he could not finish because we were still continuing the meeting. It would be really good if we could approve those tonight, but we might not get to them until next week. I need an extension of time for this meeting. I need a motion also to.
I move, Madam Chair, Adriana. I move that we extend to hear the executive director report.
The
executive director report.
How long? Report. Is it? Report. Okay, I got it. Okay, so Adriana moves that we extend 30. I'm just going to repeat it because you were breaking up there. Adriana moves that we extend for 30 minutes to hear the executive director's report. Is there a second?
Benito, I already did.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Okay, Benito seconds. All right, is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection. We're extending
Madam Chair,
for
Bill.
30 minutes. Okay, yes, Bill.
To answer Dwayne's question, I sent the minutes, which included the both continuation meetings, October 11th and 18th, and also October 4th, and the earlier minutes from September 21st that Janet had sent us. I sent them last night at 10:56 Central Time. I can send them again to Duane and anybody else that needs them.
Okay.
No, I thank you, but I was just going by the timelines in terms of minutes available. So thank you for doing it, although it's 3 or 4 weeks later, but thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, so now we go to Maxie. This meeting will go until 12:30. Go ahead, Maxie. You have the floor. Finally. Okay.
Okay, and perhaps you can just provide clear. I know this is the open session. I'm going to talk about the NIDA agreement. Is there anything I should not speak to because it's an open meeting? And it's a contract or an agreement. It has not.
Well, the NIDA is a closed session item.
But
contract.
Did you not speak to that?
That's for closed session.
Okay. So you just want me to address other financial matters?
Financial. Maybe you could report on the election.
Okay.
Whatever else has been going on since that you would like to, the business of us that you've been whatever you've been up to. Whatever we've been up to, I'm
saying. I say the list is long, and I'm not sure I can summarize it in a coherent way. What I can tell you is that I'm working continuously and daily.
Please mute their phones if you're not speaking. There's some annoying background noises. Thank you.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, I cannot hear Maxie.
Anita, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, I might not have the speaker close enough. So what I was saying is that I'm working on a daily basis of wandering to work on various aspects of our financial picture. Everything from establishing the the FY19 budget for the foundation, gathering data from the stations regarding theirs, working toward the audit and satisfying NIDA's request for materials. We're constantly either receiving materials or asking for additional on behalf of NIDA through NIDA, I should say, NETA. We are also, I mentioned that already, so let me drill down to speak specifically about the election, because I know that's top of mind for many. I'll repeat that the board has asked me to proceed or has requested that I proceed with the elections. We had a resignation of the National Election Supervisor, so I'm in the process of looking at some applicants for that role, the pool of local election service providers that have been identified already, some with past experience as NES for us, and so I'm going through that process as we speak. The LES have been instructed, the local election supervisors have been advised to continue with their work and to keep me posted if they are running into any issues that need my assistance in terms of getting the lists up to date and the candidate rosters as well. I've also asked them to submit their timesheets so that we can make sure they're compensated appropriately and timely. The vendors, I'm scheduled to meet in the morning with Wandrin to discuss the vendors who are part of the election process. There are two vendors in particular who she and I will be discussing in terms of activating the payouts for their services. What I was saying as a summary is that we are, I think, still on time, scheduled to execute the election in the timeline that was provided, even with the NDS resignation. He has, as he promised, given me some instructions on how to proceed to keep things going. So we are proceeding, as I said earlier, with an ES to be appointed, and the LES is operating per usual. So I'll leave it at that for now. I would have a lot more to report tomorrow or next week, because Wanda and I are going through quite a bit of the financial details in our meeting schedule for tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you very much, Maxie. Do you want to continue, or you just want to take questions?
I'll take questions, and I'm sorry it may sound vague, some of it. I mean, this probably...
Well, that's all right. I think, you know, it's been pretty tumultuous, and you're just starting. And so I think maybe questions can, you know, the questions will be what the information that people want to know, so... I'll take a stack on questions. I had a question and I can't remember what it was. Let's see here.
Benito, I have a question.
Go ahead, Benito.
Okay. Maxie, you just said that we are on schedule to complete the timeline. But at the moment, we don't have a NES. So I'm curious. I mean, of course, that could all change tomorrow. But I'm just curious as to why you made a sort of, it sounded to me like a categorical statement that we are on time or on schedule.
I can answer that. The reason I made that statement is, again, the NES who resigned gave me instructions on how to keep the system in place and moving.
Yeah, I'm actually in the, here.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. So the reason why I can make that statement, or at least I've made that statement, is because the NES who resigned provided me with some instructions to keep the train moving, if you will. I'm going to appoint a new NES tomorrow afternoon. That I have a roster of former NES. I have Tom Livingston's roster of people that he looked at, and I had asked the LES if any of them had interest in serving in that capacity and had received interest from several of them. So I'm going to make a decision based on the applicants that are available to me in this moment to elevate either one of the LES or, as I said, one of the former NESs to that role, so that we can continue with this process. And I've instructed the LES to continue their efforts to make sure that lists are accurate to the best of their ability, and that candidates are recognized as well. And so everything that I believe has to be published by a certain date, and I don't have them in front of me, but I know there's mid-November date in terms of one of the filings, I guess. All of that should work as planned, even though we are no longer with the services of our original NES. So that's why I made that statement. We're just going to keep moving forward as the board has voted and required to do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Maxie?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, Dwayne. Is that Dwayne?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
Mr. E.D., I would refer to Article 17, Section 1 of the bylaws, and I would also indicate that a date has been set for this election. And could you confirm that date that was set upon which the contract was signed upon and agreed with the former NES as you and those refer to it? I refer to it as the NES that was duly licensed to conduct this election according to our bylaws, which the election supervisor, him and herself, have the authority to determine that it's a fair and correct. So I want to know, how are you able to stretch or get from an NES, according to our bylaws, that said the NES has the authority to determine, once he's appointed, whether there's fairness and appropriateness of an election. And in this particular NES, there is a report that every NES has to file, which I indicate that an acting IED on this board with the last election paid the former NES without even having a final report. Now, you know that's just weird and inconsistent with good management practices. But my question to you is, how then can we jump from an NES who was duly licensed to do this election, who has the authority to make the determination according to these bylaws, and who made that authority in a final report, and when a final report is submitted to this board, that is the election. I don't understand how legally you can jump from that, because they love, my opponents love to cite the bylaws while we're having the election at the bylaws, but they won't address why we're not having an in-person meeting, because that's in the bylaws too. But I cite in the bylaws that once an election supervisor has been hired, the bylaws tell us that the PNB has no authority. And this particular NES submitted a final report and declared the election over, which is within his or her purview. So how are we legally jumping over that hurdle?
Well, to answer your question.
Thank you, Dwayne.
To answer your question, I am in receipt, obviously, of the report submitted by the NES that was hired by the interim executive director. His report was received and accepted by this board. His conclusion, though it was not in the affirmative in terms of, I won't say the legitimacy, but perhaps that's what he intended, the legitimacy of this election. It was suggested by members of this board that we've had the issues that he brought up have been part of our ongoing issues with elections in the past, and that we had conducted, quote unquote, fair, I believe the word is balanced, elections in the past, despite some of the inaccuracies. There have been declarations made that the issues that were addressed can be resolved by the LES within the days of the election or the days leading up to the election. So all I can tell you is that the board made a vote despite the observations of the hired NES to proceed with the election. I serve at the will of the board, and I have been instructed to proceed with this election as best as we can. And so I'm operating from that space. Doesn't imply that I have a perspective one way or the other. It just means that I'm operating at the will of the board, and I've been asked to continue and proceed. And part of that proceeding process is to hire the next NES to continue the process. I will have that NES file a report at the end. And as I acknowledged previously, the original NES report will be made public, as will
the resignation letter he tendered, and my hope is that the bylaws will reflect, not the bylaws, but the minutes, will reflect the process that went down. And in addition to that, the motion that was made by the board to proceed. So there we go. I don't know how to answer your question further.
Madam Chair, 30 seconds, please.
Adriana, with a question, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you, Maxie. Adriana, you had a question for Maxie?
Yes, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, Adriana, you have the floor.
Thank you. Mr. Jackson, per Article 4, Section 4, election supervisors, which said the executive, and I'm quoting, the executive director shall appoint a national election supervisor whose role shall be to oversee and certify the fairness of the delegate election in each station area and to confirm said elections compliance with the bylaw. Close quote. Mr. Drew, Graham Drew, fulfilled his duties as 2018 NES when he submitted his October 30th memo, which was basically his final 2018 delegate election report. So the election is done. Had he just withdrawn as NES without issuing the memo, then perhaps he could have been replaced by new NES to complete the process. But he did issue his memo terminating the 2018 election, which he has the authority to do. And I'm quoting again, Mr. Drew report. Given the language of the bylaws requiring a board motion to approve an adjusted election timeline, the lack of time is, in my view, an important oversight that could challenge the legitimacy of these elections. And, quoting again Mr. Graham Drew, the accuracy and integrity of this list are vital to ensuring a fair and proper election. Close the quoting. So, ignoring that hiring another NES this year would be tantamount to holding another delegate election in 2018, which would be a violation of the bylaw.
Grace for the stack.
It's not, I'm sorry, it's not the board. Can you, Madam Chair, ask to people to mute? Again, the noises start. The board, I think that didn't pass the motion. We have it in September 6 and September 30, and we didn't do what we are supposed to do. In executive session, we cannot bring what happened in executive session, but the board cannot intervene. It's very clear that the board cannot intervene. And what I just read is what the bylaw says. And it's only up to the national election supervisor to decide and certify the fairness of the election. And he said that he couldn't. I believe that this is an issue. I understand, but this is an issue. And the national election supervisor told us that we have we can prove, if anybody wants to challenge this, we can prove in front of no judge and no attorney general.
Hello, over 2 minutes.
Question. Madam Chair, please, everybody else can speak while I'm interrupted.
I think that's the rule.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Would you like me to respond, Ariana? Adriana, I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Jackson, because like I said, I mean, we cannot, I mean, it's not judge in the world that will tell us that the election that is unfair, we have the obligation to do it. So the only thing that the election cannot be is unfair.
Sure.
Thank you.
Point of order.
If I may be able to respond, this clearly, well, let me put it this way. The process of hiring the NES was appropriate.
Wait a minute. Hold up. What's your point of order, Carol?
I'm going to volunteer to time people. There's
Wait,
been
is
no
Mansoor not timing. Is Mansoor here? Did you Mansoor leave the call?
I'm
well,
here,
he
but
clearly...
we haven't got any timekeepers. We haven't got to that point yet. But we haven't got to that. Well, we haven't got to that point to assign timekeepers during open session.
Right.
So.
No. We did. You agreed.
Okay, so that was over 2 minutes. That was over
okay,
2 minutes.
You.
I'll be happy to
All
continue.
Right. Okay, thanks, Mansoor.
All right. So should
Mansoor
I respond?
Mansoor will continue
or?
With timekeeper.
Okay. To answer Adriana's question or statement, the bottom line is my understanding is that the process of the ED, in this case the interim ED, hiring the NES was done appropriately. The NES rendered his interpretation of this election process. That was done appropriately. It was submitted. I think where the area of contention lies is in the interpretation of our bylaws. And the inherent issue here is that we have members of our board of directors, our Pacific National Board, who interpret it as the National Election Supervisor can provide an opinion and a perspective, but does not have the right to actually close or terminate an election. They cite, in addition to that, bylaws that require Pacifica to conduct an election in the first year of a three-year cycle, which is what the 2018 year cycle, 2018 represents. There's another side that would argue that that's that the opinion rendered by the NES is final. But what is clear is that there's a difference of opinion there. And until that is resolved, I have to go with the vote that was taken by the Pacifica National Board on how to proceed, either to terminate the election or to proceed with it as scheduled. The vote was done during a session 2 days ago. And the decision was that I should proceed with the election. So I am simply following the will of the board as it voted on Tuesday evening. So I have no other way to answer that for you other than to say, to acknowledge that there are dissenting opinions on this. The issue is in our bylaws and the interpretation of those bylaws. And that regardless of what the NES composed and proposed to this board, I am operating at the will of the board of directors, and this is their wish.
Grace for the stack, please.
One second, please. If you're not speaking, could you please mute your phone? We have a lot of
Madam Chair.
Mute your phone if you're not speaking. We have a lot of heavy breathing. It's hard to hear the speaker.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Grace, next. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, and then Alex.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Do you hear me?
I did not hear. Go ahead, Grace.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to know if the public understands that not only would it be an egregious violation of the bylaws to not hold this election this year as soon as possible, probably the most egregious violation,
But also, it violates California Corporations Code, which prohibit the extension of a board member's term without a full membership vote. So that would, if we do not have this election this year, we will be completely out of compliance with California law, which demands that if we want to extend our terms, it must be approved by all of our members. This would jeopardize our nonprofit status and our incorporation in California. So it is untenable. It's not only our bylaws that reference this. It's also we would be completely out of compliance with California corporation law.
And you told us that.
And I wonder if you're fully aware of this. I my time isn't up. I just have another. Mr. Jackson, if you're fully aware of this and of the possible repercussions of not holding the election and really egregiously violating, I think you understand, but I don't know if you realize the ramifications of violating California corporation law.
Allow me to respond. This is
Dwayne Larkin's deck.
Is this Grace who is speaking?
Yeah, I'm finished. Just
timekeeper.
Everyone, I'm bringing order, please.
Timekeeper would like to.
No one speaking, please. Okay, I just want to say that Tuesday night, the board approved Maxie to find another national election supervisor and continue with the election. That was the vote. He just said that. I just want to make that very clear.
Yeah, I just
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
You are next on the floor.
Madam Chair, 11 votes. Is not even an executive
point
session.
Of order.
Order. I need an extension of time. We've only got
three minutes
left. If anyone would like to move for an extension.
10 minutes, Dwayne Lark.
10 minutes, okay.
Bill
the
West
Bill on
the meeting is. I have a motion to extend the meeting for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Bill seconds.
Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, this meeting is extended until 12:40 a.m. Okay, go ahead, Alex. You have the floor next.
I thought I could respond to Grace first.
Can't hear you, Alex. I think we still have the interference over the phone lines or something.
I'll be glad to go, but could Maxie respond to Grace?
I have no problem.
She's crying.
Grace has given
you. If you are not speaking, please mute your phone. Thank you. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. Maxie, are you aware that the board members who are now claiming that we can't have an election were doing so months before we had the report from the national supervisor, and we're doing so long before we even hired a national election supervisor. So one might consider that there may be some other agenda involved here rather than simply their interpretation of the actions of the national election supervisor. Now, it seems pretty clear to me that the...
Would you like me to respond?
Let me finish.
Alex, I think you are. Hold up. I think we are getting into name calling here. The fact is.
No. I'm not calling anyone any names.
Order. The bottom line is Tuesday night the board approved Maxie to find another national election supervisor and to continue with the election. That's it.
Yes, but we have board members who are propagandizing against an election still.
Well, we have
propaganda.
Would you please? We have board members that are propagandizing for an election as well. We
well,
just
I'm,
had a, we, the bottom line is we had a vote that Maxie will continue with the election. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely, and I salute the board for doing that, and I salute Maxie for taking that up.
So,
Madam Chair, request
for
information.
Is there any other questions for our executive director?
I went on the Carol.
And Bill, I was asked to be on the
Carol.
Madam Chair, this is Benito. I asked to be right after Alex. I was supposed to be next.
Okay, Carol hasn't spoken on this. Go ahead, Carol.
Neither have I.
I actually am concerned about us having a continuation meeting, lined up for next Thursday. And since we're not really in a formal session in the agenda, I'd like to move that we have an extended meeting next Thursday that carries on this meeting in an open session.
Mr. Parliamentarian, I have a question for you. So far, we just have a draft agenda that has not yet been approved. Can we utilize that as our continuation? Our continuation meeting would be next to approve that agenda and, you know, is that where we would pick up if we have a continuation meeting?
Yes, you are correct. The agenda can be approved in the continued meeting. Some people call it an adjourned meeting. And so that's just fine. You can do that.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very helpful. Okay.
Bill, I second Carol's motion.
So, Carol, you don't have to worry, okay? You can have a continuation meeting without approving the agenda. Okay,
so I move that we do that.
You move we have a continuation meeting. Madam Chair. Yes, what's your point of order, Adriana?
My point of order? Yes, Madam Chair. This board shall vote to give this extra time just to let the executive director to give his report. Any other thing is out of order. Thank you.
Okay, point not well taken. We voted to give the time from 12 to 12:30 only for Maxie, and then we had an extension of time for 10 minutes for the entire meeting. It was not qualified.
No, Madam Chair.
Yes, that's my ruling. No, we voted someone, I don't remember who it was, but it was an extension of the meeting for 10 minutes. I stated it.
Well, Madam Chair, it was Dwayne Larkin. That was not my understanding.
You will hear it.
Then we need to serve, Madam Chair, for that.
Madam Chair, can you please bring the members to order?
We had two-thirds. We had no objection. Okay, now we have a motion to have a continuation meeting next Thursday. Do we have a second?
Crozier seconded it.
Okay.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
What's your request for information, Benito?
Yes. How could, and maybe Mr. Tatum could speak to this, but how can we have a continuation meeting if we have not approved? Would you ask somebody to stop making all this noise?
If you're not speaking.
I'm not trying to speak with Adriana in terms of being interrupted.
If you're not speaking, please mute your phones. Go ahead, Benito.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My point or my question is how can we have a continuation meeting if we did not approve an agenda to continue? So it's like you can have a meeting or you can adjourn a meeting, but you have to, it would seem to me, and I'm not an expert, but it would seem to me, common sense, that you have to have an agenda in order to continue that agenda.
Thank you for your question. Thank you for your question. That was exactly the question I just asked Mr. Tatum, and he said that we can have a continuation meeting of this meeting where we would continue with the next item of business being the agenda approval of the draft agenda that I sent tonight.
And that's what you're going to call an
That's what our parliamentarian's opinion was, and I'm accepting it.
Fine.
Okay, so are there any objections to having a continuation meeting on Thursday? Do we have it on the schedule, or it has to be called by Central Time?
It would like to debate.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, it's like 12:37 in the morning. And here we are talking about whether or not to have a continuation meeting. This is totally insane. The whole night has been totally insane. It was common sense would tell us all that the logical and common sense thing to do would be to have a meeting. And at that next meeting, you can approve an agenda. What is the big deal with approving an agenda at the start of the next meeting? Since it is a little bit more than 4 hours since we started this meeting, we're trying to talk about at the time approve an agenda, which is essentially what we're doing by calling a continuation meeting. Now, I don't know nothing about Robert's rules. I know about common sense.
Timekeeper, how much time is left for Benito?
I'm finished.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Benito.
William, to the SAC.
William, to the SAC. Go ahead.
I believe we've flown that opportunity since we can't meet a 7-day notice requirement now.
No, we can meet it because it has to be posted by Central Time.
When did that happen?
That's what it says on the website.
The calendar does that.
And who changed the website? Because all these years it's been Eastern Time.
It would have to be at 11 o'clock Central, right?
That is for the meeting, that for the meeting itself.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay, another by Mr. Crozier, huh?
What's your point of information?
Are you asking me, Madam Chair?
You asked for a question, you asked to make a point of information.
Yes.
What's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair. I believe that we approved in executive session that next Thursday, if we have a continuation meeting, will be starting with an executive session where we need to hear our lawyers explaining and come to the board with all the legal situations. I want to be sure that we don't forget that with all the shenanigans that are going on now. We said first thing will be the executive session with our attorney, right?
We can do that. I don't know what Bill posted yet, but we can do that.
Time
for
everybody.
No, Madam Chair,
my question is we approve. Thank you for your question. Okay, so now we're going to go to a vote on having a continuation meeting. Okay, go, Bill, would you please take the vote?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Okay.
I can't hear you, Jonathan. There's a background noise, somebody shuffling papers around.
Did you run across the name? Please mute your phones if you don't have the floor. Thank you.
Adriana? Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris Corey? Can't hear you, Chris. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph
Chris
Davis?
Corey. I said yes.
I vote no.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris is yes. Joseph is no. Catherine Davis is excused. Benito, yes?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer? Ken, can't hear you. Tony Leon's not here. Afia Wangaza? I guess she's not on either. Alex Randall, I don't believe, is on. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
No.
Muscula votes no. Going back, Jonathan? I assume he's not on the call. Adriana?
Can you hear me? I vote no.
Yes. Adriana votes no. Let's see. Jan Goodman, didn't hear you. And Ken Laufer did not hear you. Also did not hear Tony, I believe, is excused, or Afia, or Alex Randall. Any of you on the call? Okay, I'm not hearing any of them. Let me count. We have 8 yes, 6 no's, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair vote. Chair abstains.
Chair abstains. So we have 8 yes, 6 no's, 1 abstention.
This motion to have a continuation meeting next week passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, point of information.
We are now at 12:40, and we are at time certain at 12:40. I'm calling this meeting adjourned. Good night, everyone.
May I have a point
of information?
Okay.
Have a good trip wherever you're going. Thanks a lot.